And I realised they were quite key qualities of the way I practice. And I realise they can be associated with certain states of being calm and simple and at ease. But something in me is also very curious about sensitivity and attunement that's inclusive of everything that arises. And so how to be sensitive and attuned, for instance, to disturbance, to unease, to unpleasantness. You know, when is it possible to be really attuned when we only want part of our experience? You know, we want to keep other things out. So I also realise sensitivity and attunement is about sensitivity and attunement to the way my mind moves with its preferences, its likes and its dislikes, its movements towards and away that are so compelling and create so much restless drivenness in our lives, don't they? That wanting and not wanting, and wanting to get rid of, wanting to have. And I was also, as I contemplated this topic, I was also realised, I was just really tuning in to the simple fact of what it is to be human, is to be sensate. So we experience our inwardly and outwardly through feeling, through touch, through hearing, listening, seeing and looking, speaking, you know, that's how we, in a sense, move out and how we're also moved by our contact, what we're in contact with. And as we meditate, we can really feel we're almost like an instrument. We're almost like we are moved whether we choose it or not. Something in us, this rippled or reverberates or resounds with what we come into, what we're contacted with. What we're in contact with. And that becomes more apparent, I think, when we meditate. We can't really do that with our heads. We can't just know that from ideas. It's an experienced knowing, that sense of how we are moved and how we impact what we're in touch with, what we contact. And I was just doing a little bit of meditation downstairs, and a memory came of a meeting I had a couple of years ago. I went to, for various reasons, I gave a friend, a monk, a lift to a meeting he was having with other monks and ex-monastics in Devon. And as I walked into the door, many of these people I'd known for many years. They knew me well. And they greeted me with some degree of familiarity. You know, they're sort of responding to the memory of me and like myself likewise. And then a monk came down from upstairs, probably the monk I know best. He was a teacher of mine for many years. And for some reason, I was very attuned to that coming into the moment of that meeting. And how I experienced it was like he was meeting me for the first time. So there was the sense I was both the familiar and the history, but there was a real openness in the moment to this contact we had, and it was sort of very sort of sweet is the word coming, and it was very non-grasping as well, not holding on to the pleasant quality of it. And sometimes I use this image of when I'm meditating, when I'm just doing that simple gesture of turning attention inwards. What it would be like if I'd never met myself before. You know, what would it be like just to turn attention as if I was coming into a room, sitting on a chair beside me, and I'd never met this person before? So you can just see if that image speaks to you, and we'll do some meditation. Can you all hear me, by the way? I have a soft voice. Anybody struggling?
The loop is working very well.
Great. That's great. Okay, so if you'd like to just turn your attention inwards now. So coming into a sense of experiencing in the moment in a simple and direct way. You feel there's that in us, there's almost like currents that's going in the opposite direction or not almost resisting landing into that connection. And I would like to, or what I would like to encourage is an inclusion of that. Like almost like we are, as we practice, we're making space for both realities. So I want to do some, I'd like us to do some walking practice now. One way I see that these things we do, when we sit or when we do walking practice, it's almost like we're inhabiting a very simple experience. So it's not like they're ends in themselves, but they're just, in a sense, just doing something very, very simple that doesn't have to engage that push to achieve or get it right. Though, of course, that comes in, you know, that how do I do this? How am I supposed to do this? But there's just what I find is they just have an effect in and of themselves in their simplicity. Just sitting quietly, just sitting in a particular space, having our eyes closed. And the walking is the same, it's just walking between two points about 15 paces, 20 paces apart, and just standing and just walking. That's all it is. And then within that, we experience all the ways we get pulled into the preoccupations in our minds or the things that distract us externally. So like the meeting I had with this person I described at the beginning, there was both this sense of, I know this person really well, and all I know about him, and that there's history of that. And there was simple experiencing of contact. So with the walking practice, what I find, the effect it has for me is it sort of steadies me into coming back to the moment, because I come back to my body. So my mind might wander, or I might get preoccupied with something, but because I'm just doing this very simple thing, at some point I notice my body again. So I use it for that. I use it to support that. And then it becomes possible to just notice that experience of being drawn out, being kind of literally pulled out. My attention catches a sound, and I'm over there with that, and then that brings some association, and then my mind goes off on a thought stream with that. But gradually, as I come to my body, I start to be able to notice that it's almost like a visceral sense of being pulled out. So I'd like to encourage you with a walking practice, almost just enter into it and just let it have its effect on you. All you have to do is stand and that overall sensing of your body in the moment. It may help to just go to something more specific, like the touch of your feet on the ground as you're standing. And just letting the standing and the simplicity of that let you come into connection in that way. You might ask, how does my body feel right now? How does it feel to be standing in this space right now? And then also with the movement, you can just notice the overall movement of your body walking. Or if it helps you, just the touch of your feet on the ground. And then when you find, if you find you get lost or your mind wanders or gets distracted, just come back to standing. So trying not to make the wandering mind wrong or a problem. It's actually everything that moves in our minds, it does it for a reason. There's a reason why we want to move away and distract or follow those urges. And we discover the truth of that movement, in a sense, what's true about it, if we can be more present with ourselves as we move away. You might say, well, what was I moving, what might I be moving away from or towards? And see, what might I be preferring right now? And what a thing we commonly experience with meditation is we're just so used to being so much more stimulated, so much more going on. And it's just something in us just flicks the off switch when we've got less going on. It may feel boring, or there's something else should be happening. We're so often just moving out and putting our attention into the things we're doing. So we can actually get a feel for that movement out. So the walking, because our body's always in the present moment and that coming back to the body, it just helps us to the body's like an anchor. It helps us to reconnect. And the other thing I feel is that being aware is not just a head quality, it's a sensed quality in our body. So it's also how to come into touch with that feeling of being present, because we are in touch with the sense of that. We sort of sense it. Okay, so let's do some walking practice. Are there any questions about the walking practice? Is there anybody who hasn't done it before? Okay. So we'll do some walking practice for if you can ring the bell at 25 to 12. That's all right?